Well, good morning. I always got to do it twice. I like that. Good morning. Good to see everybody here today. First Sunday of September. Can you believe we're already at that point? Feels a little bit like fall this morning, too. Good to have everybody here today and what God continues to add to his church body. And this morning we have a very special couple that are going to come forward. I'm going to ask Dave and Jill Scow if they go ahead and come forward, please, here today. And it's been very neat over the last year that they have become involved in our church. I met them and spoke with them. They got involved with the Awana program and have been helping out throughout the last year. And now they come here before the church body. And I've spoken with them and had the pleasure and privilege of meeting with them and talking with them and their precious little girl who gets no attention or affection from their grandparents. But it's a blessing to have them here before you, and they feel that this is where God has led them to be a part of the church body here at Clinton Bible Fellowship and to become involved as a family and to see what God has in store for them and to serve him faithfully. So we are going to pray over you this week, and as I always extend to everybody, if there's anything anyone would like to come talk to me about throughout the next week as you pray, you can do that in the privacy of my office. Just let me know and we'll do that. But please continue to pray over Dave and Jill Scow, and we will present them for membership, officially welcome them next Sunday. We'll be praying for you guys. Proud of you. Very proud of you. Absolutely. Last night and then into this morning again, what God has laid on my heart and something that has been at the forefront of my mind just in my walk with the Lord is his grace. And I read something last night that just jolted me. Grace isn't fair. And I stopped. And I'm going, it's not. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve, which is grace. And I immediately thought of 2 Corinthians 5:21. That says, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Are you thankful for that this morning? That God's grace knows no limits. Let's just take a moment here this morning and go before the Lord and pray. And whatever it is that God has pressed upon your heart, just maybe rejoicing and thanking him for his grace. Just take a moment there in the stillness of your own heart and pour it out before the Lord here this morning. Sweet and precious Jesus, Almighty God, thank you for your grace and for your love. I thank you, Father, for the truth of your word, that when you found us in our wretchedness, you extended grace. I thank you, Father, for your gracious act of love and kindness and redemption at the cross of Calvary. I pray that we all would be reminded of that here this morning. I pray that we would exalt you, that we would glorify you, that we would praise you. Lord, may we take the same grace that we're so humbled by and that we desperately need and even seek after day, and may we be reminded of it and then give it to other people in our own lives. We love you. And we need you, Father, not just on Sunday morning. We need you every moment of every day. Be glorified here this morning. I pray that we would be a sweet-smelling aroma to you in all that is sung, in all that is played, and all that is taught. For the glory of King Jesus, we pray this. In the name of Jesus, we ask alone all things. Amen.
Amen. Stand with us, and we're going to start out our morning in worship and shake off some of the rainy day blues with a song about shouting praise to the Lord.
It's good to see everybody again here this morning. I still can't get over, it's September already. And this Wednesday, we have kickoff to our Awana and our teens. And Trent and Beth are down in Lynchburg this morning visiting with Josiah, so pray for them and traveling mercies. But we have a lot going on, things are getting ready to kick off here, so be in prayer for that. And Mariah Fox is back there. She's going to come and just give us a little bit of an update. She is actually taking over and is leading our children's church program. So, Mariah, give us some updates on that, please.
All right. I just want to give a quick announcement. One, it's a pleasure serving with your children. They're such a joy. Second of all, next Sunday is going to be the promotion Sunday. So whatever grade they're going to, they're also going to be bumped up potentially into another Sunday school class. Some will actually be able to come and sit in service now. And some are even going to be going into the teen group Sunday school. So very exciting, big steps. So just make sure your kids are here. There's going to be a little special party for them for that. And then in the next few weeks as well, there's going to be a form to fill out for your kids, just so we can update the information that we have for them, just in case we need to contact you or anything like that. So if you have kids that are already in Sunday school, or if you're a visitor, we're going to have information for you as well to fill out for your kids. And that's it. Thank you.
I chuckled to myself one of the notes where she said a lot of them are moving in. We're going through a lot of transitions in our home with the kids and everything, and one of them is Sarah gets to go in teens with her brothers this fall, and every time it comes up, Sarah's going, 2 more weeks till I get to go in teens, and then I look behind her, and her brothers are going, yeah. So pray for us in that regard, right? But, you know, it's very exciting to see and to have God's ministries continue to grow. You have your bulletin there that hopefully you were handed as you came in the doors there. If you don't, it's okay. I'm going to read just a couple of things to you. Hey, the end of summer picnic blast, it's still on. We can picnic in just as easy as we can picnic out. We're talented as Baptists. We can eat food anywhere, so it doesn't matter where it is. So don't run off at the end of our service today. We're going to go downstairs. No Sunday school this morning. Everybody get together, squeeze real tight, and find out who used dial and who didn't. But we're going to have a good time downstairs. And so then also, we already kicked off or mentioned the kickoff of Awana and Teens. And on the back part of your bulletin for the members, next Sunday after Sunday school, we're going to meet in here for a quick our quarterly business meeting, and this will be proposing, of course, the new fiscal period budget. We'll be going over those numbers, so I encourage you to be here for that and any input or questions you may have. And then also starting next Sunday, we're really excited. One of the things we've been praying about as God continues to work here is expanding our Sunday school options for the adults. And so this coming fall, we're going to have three classes that are going to be available, and you can see the names of those. It's a special insert in the bulletin, and there's also a sign-up sheet. It's just so that we can get an idea and gauge how much material we're going to need to order. So that kicks off next Sunday, so make sure that you take full advantage of that. Ushers, we're going to go ahead and call you for it at this time. We'll prepare for that. And everyone else, if you would, stand to your feet, and we'll read out loud our scripture reading this morning from 1 John chapter 4, 18. Let's read that together aloud as a body here today. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4, 18. Watson Young, would you pray over our offering?
Dear Father and God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that we can begin it in thy house. Father, we just pray for the message today. We pray, Father, that you use it to encourage and strengthen, that maybe even someone here today who may not know Jesus Christ might know more of him today and receive him as Savior. We thank you, Father, that you provide for all our needs. And we now give a portion of that you've given us back to you, that you may use it to grow the church, that it may be glorified to thy name. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll be sad.
us. We're going to continue in worship. We have a couple songs that we picked out this week to get our hearts and minds ready for communion that we will be taking in just a few minutes. And the first one is about the blood of Christ. Heard a quote recently about the grace of God, that grace isn't fair. We should coordinate this. This morning we're going to sing a song about God's grace for us.
Yonder on Calvary's
Jesus, we praise you and thank you that your grace is greater than all of our sin. We thank you, Almighty God, that your grace, your love, your forgiveness is what sent you to the cross and makes eternal life possible for us. Redemption and the forgiveness of sins comes through your atoning act at Calvary. We praise you and thank you, Father, for that sacrificial love. And now as we partake of the things that you gave to your disciples there, the night that you were betrayed, pray that we would reflect upon that sacrifice and that love that you have bestowed so lavishly upon all of us. And Father, I pray that we would reflect upon our own hearts and our own minds and our own lives. And if there be any sin, any way in our life that is contrary to your spirit, to your righteousness, to your standards, may you reveal it to us, and may we confess that sin, that we may receive the forgiveness of our almighty infinite God. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to ask for our deacons to go ahead and come forward at this time as we prepare to take the elements and the Lord's Supper. I always read, I should say, the majority of times when we have the Lord's Supper, I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And that passage is special to me. I mean, there's a couple of places that we can read, including the gospel of the Lord's Supper. But the part that has stood out to me this week is verse 23. Paul writes to the church in Corinth, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." He knew who was going to betray him. He knew who would turn tail and run. He knew at the heart of man what was at the heart of man. And yet, he loved them anyway. And to me, it's just a reflection of my life. Lord, how many times I've prayed that I've betrayed you. I've turned my back to you. I've wandered from you. I've chosen another standard other than your righteous, holy one. And yet, he took his body and let it to be broken for me. His stripes that were laid on him, which were mine, healed me. And his punishment, which was mine, he took willingly. You don't have to be a member of this church to partake of communion. But biblically, you have to be a member of the body of Christ. At some point, you have had to have confessed Jesus Christ as your Savior and accepted him as your Lord. That's what we see here in this scripture. Paul warns the people there in Corinth. He's talking to the church. Remember, Paul doesn't make any assumptions. He says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." So we caution you from God's word. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, we're not going to judge you. Do not be embarrassed. But upon that biblical mandate, please, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, do not partake of this. If you are a believer of Christ, if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and you know that, I ask that you not only reflect upon the sacrifice of our Lord, but upon our own lives, your life. Ask him, "Lord, is there any manner in me that is unworthy for me to partake of this?" And if he places something upon your heart or your mind, then repent of it. And then rejoice in the forgiveness that he has made available through his shed blood, his son Jesus, at the cross of Calvary. Father, we come before you and ask for your hand of blessing upon this now as we partake of these elements. We love you, we need you, and we praise you and thank you for your sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. Amen. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, I cannot begin to fathom the pain that you suffered on the cross on my behalf. The physical torture would be more than I could bear. But greater than the physical anguish, Almighty God, the spiritual burdens that were placed upon you on my behalf, I cannot repay you. But I will exalt you, and I will praise you, and I do thank you. Thank you, Father, for taking my stripes, my sin, my lies, my arrogance, my pride, taking them all and willingly having them laid upon your body. Father, as we continue now in observance of your sacrifice, may we understand that the blood of Christ is what washes away our sin. You have told us in Isaiah that your blood washes us as white as the new driven snow. Thank you for that cleansing, purification. For in the name of Christ Jesus, we pray it. Amen. The blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. It's the life, eternal life, that was given through the blood of Christ because he was spotless and pure. In verse 25, it says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Almighty, infinite, victorious, glorious Father, we praise you for your shed blood upon the cross of Calvary. We thank you that through that atoning blood, we can be washed as clean and as white as the new driven snow. Lord, we praise you this morning. We exalt you as the one true living God, our Messiah, our King, and our Savior. Father, I pray now that as we leave this place, as we leave these elements, may we not leave them behind in our heart or in our minds, but may we continuously reflect upon the sacrifice that enables us to have the forgiveness of sins for eternal life. In the name of precious Jesus, we ask these things, and for your hand and your spirit and your might to be in our midst as we now examine your word. We pray all things for your glory. Amen. Thank you, men. Thank you.